Alice in Wonderland. Such a fall. Watch fob and waistcoat. How late the mistake is made. How long the clamoring lasts. Who are you, bending against a blade of green grass? Smoke fills the caterpillar. Smoke floats over the polka dot snow. Have you really changed, do you think? This is the best part of the dark edge of down. Down, down she fell. This is the best part of the edge where one is not oneself. Don't I know it, Alice says, blinking her eyes once, twice. She took down a jar from one of the shelves as she passed it. It was labeled orange marmalade. The game was changing. There are games where one never wavers. There are games where one follows a dot-by-dot disturbance. There's falling and about to fall and ground giving way. There's the beautiful act of turning to buy two and getting a free beach bag, perfect for picnics or toting and such, a flavorful favor to take on a trip to a mountain where chocolate is eaten on weekends, and during the week it's placed on your pillow right next to your head, which is swimming in visions. She could almost envision it, a pool with a placid surface, mist shrouding a peak that poked through at the top to speak of impossible heights. But no, the peak was a spike on the cephalogram, and she was dreaming again in a sleep clinic bed. Father was petting her forehead. Mother was stirring a soup. She'd be ever more reckless if never she woke. Now that was not said right. Some of the words had got altered. A row of button mums hedged the walkway. She stopped to enter this datum in her write-as-rain notebook. She knew what the button mums meant. Another fall. Dying must happen quite often, said Alice.